Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind is what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blacks. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 16. And you can, if you want to send in music, commercials, you name it, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can also Facebook emaxxtheimijj, Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The disclaimer, and I want to also, before I give you the disclaimers, I have three of them. Let me tell you that that M period, A period, N period of Man in the Street stands for, it's an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. And if you're listening online, Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to use the 646-478-0944 phone number. Now, you can also Facebook, Black House Sound Open Mic. Let me give you those three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blank boogie me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back, press one. Now, let me give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in entertainment and happenings. We will start off with something that happened that got some attention. And what came through was, of course, the Aries Bash with King Swisha X. and a few others at the OPN Community Center. But the top 10 things that happened. Number 10, you can Facebook the Meet Greet Low with Summer at 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And that's at Wilbert's, 812 Huron Road, 44115, Cleveland, Ohio. Number 9, Dr. Umar Johnson. More on that in just a little while. Number 8, wow, the Great Cuyahoga Cleanup. More on that in just a little while. Number 7, you can Facebook Mr. 44. That's Mr. 44. Release Party and Carnage Executioner Beatbox. That's Saturday, April 27th, 11794 Detroit Avenue, Lakewood, Ohio, 44107 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Number 6, the Smithsonian Institute, where Suave, Kim Rock, and others, GMS, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That is Smithsonian Institute. That is, of course, you can check that out on Facebook as well. And that's at, now that's Class 11213 Detroit Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102, from the creators of Spitboxers, Ohio Hip Hop Awards, and DNA Level C. Number 5, Vega Awards. More on that in just a little while. Number 4, last Tuesday, Do Your Thang Open Mic, where HJS, BWE, Ants, Big Walt, Toby the Captain, 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, 44112. Number 3, last Saturday, you had At the B-Stone, 26191 Euclid Avenue, the dynamic duo, Arrogant, DJ Chicago, featuring Aj Islam. Wow, Chop Shop is back, but they never left you. Number 2, you could Facebook BWE, New Headquarters Office Party, featuring and by invitation only. BWA, Miss T, invited out Joe Lola III, HJS, Rula, A-Town, Kiki's World, last Saturday at their new Channel Park office. Number 1, last Saturday, debuting, you could Facebook Eric Wilson and Friends, Spotlight Social Center, featuring Killer Smooth, a.k.a. City Streets, Indica Spitz, Spade 216, Riff Raff, MC Chill, Stony. It was Beats and Rhymes Volume 1 along with HCS being there. So, as we see people come down to the phone lines before I do anything else, remember, I told you all, you might need pen, paper, you name it, to be able to get some of the information. Of that being said, I'm going to make sure that I get a couple of things out of the way, because if I don't and I forget or don't get to it, then y'all going to blame me, right? Right. We know how this works. So anyway, let's just put out there that this coming Saturday, this Saturday, Dr. Umar Johnson, Donald Trump's War Against Black Boys, Ohio School to Prison Pipeline Exposed, will be at Liberty Hill Baptist Church, which is at 8206 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. And that's, of course, Cleveland, Ohio, Saturday, April 27th, time 2 p.m. You can email Dr., or I should say D-R-U-M-A-R-J-O-H-N-S-O-N at yahoo.com. You can call for more information at 1-844-4-D-R-U-M-A-R. Tickets, D-R-U-M-A-R. J-O-H-N-S-O-N, event, B-E-E.com. So those are some of the things that's going on. Also, before I go to the phone line, I should let people know, for people who don't know, if I'm not mistaken, the HMMG presents the Beat Auction, Cleveland Edition, which will be April the 26th from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., hosted by BKA Watts, the auctioneer, Instagram celebrity as well, invited producers, multi-platinum, Sosa 808, the WERK heads, the work heads, Sean Charles, This Beat by Ya, Dame B, Path to Greatness, SDA 1, tickets $5, at the door $10. Get there early. For more information, you can go to at Official Matlock, that's at OFFICIALMATLOCK on Instagram. Spotlight Social Center is where it's being held. 16440 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. I can tell you right now, that's just a little bit up on that one. I'm going to go over here and give you the actual address and let you know, because if I don't do that, then you all blame me. So we're going to let you know that the actual address is, and this is important for the Spotlight Social Center, is 15449 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, 44112, because the next day after that event, from 7 to 9 p.m., Saturday, April 27th, America's Next Top Spinner, Spotlight Social Center at 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112, 20 dope rap artists, one mic and 2 minutes to prove why they're America's Next Top Spinner. So with those things being said and done, I'm going to go back here and start getting back to what I should be doing. It's always good to be able to get out certain information, because if I don't do that, like I say, you all will be, if I'm not mistaken, just clowning me. You'll be clowning me and saying, hey, he didn't say anything that was going on. And you all would have me on that one. I wouldn't be able to argue with you one way or the other. So before we do anything else, I see a whole bunch of people on the phone line. So what I'm going to make the attempt to do is at least go for the first one that was on, which was a 216-400, 216-400, 216-400. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I was just talking with Angel. Angel called. They wants to attend the St. Albans. But the diocese shut down St. Albans. And she's in Ahuja. I think that's where it is. So I'm letting everybody know Angel is there in the hospital. She's not sure now whether she'll need surgery or not. Hope not, because she says gallbladder. So anyway, just keep her in your prayers. And thank you. Okay.
No problem.
And that's it. Thanks, sir.
No problem. We appreciate you. Your whole line. Wow, I have a lot of phone callers to get to, so I think the best thing I could do is to at least start taking in these phone callers, because who knows what we're going to hear, but I can say I appreciate it. I need to let people know that we will be getting to those phone callers. Basically speaking, let's do that right now. 216-255, 216-255, how you doing?
Hey, Al, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Not a whole lot going on. I'm preparing for, May Day is a workers', holiday, workers' commemoration day. Actually, in fact, it's very important this year, because 100 years ago in Cleveland, 30,000 people gathered in public square. Well, they tried to. They had a march, but the feds and the city police stopped them 100 years ago. They were supporting workers' rights. They were protesting for an eight-hour workday, for one thing, because they're working much more than 8 hours for low pay, of course. But they were also supporting the candidate Eugene Debs, who was just going off to federal prison April 13th of this year, 100 years ago, actually, April 13th, 100 years ago, for making an anti-war speech to avoid World War I. He was charged for sedition in a Cleveland court. So 30,000 people supported him and marched on May Day as he went to federal prison. So we're doing a commemoration. We, it's a confederation of groups who will be marching at 4:45 We'll meet at 4:45 p.m. on May Day, which is, of course, a Labor's Commemoration Day, at 9th and Prospect by the County Administration Building. And we will try to finish the march that the police and the feds stopped 100 years ago. And then we'll march to Public Square.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a conglomeration of speakers from Black Lives issues and immigration rights issues and labor rights groups. Actually, Harriet Applegate of the AFL-CIO will speak. Anita Rios, former Green Party candidate for the state of Ohio in 2016, will come in from Toledo. And Natalia from the Children of Corso's ICE raids, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement raids, she's coming in to speak as well. ICE raided the workers, the nurseries in Geauga County 2017, and the parents were taken away and deported and jailed, and the children are still surviving in Ohio. She'll be coming out to speak, and others. The Red Triangle, anarchist groups are coming, and hey, so that's about it. Al, I'm working to attend that and organize for that. At this point, I know there's so much going on. There's so much depression all over. So we need to join together. And I appreciate you calling to notifying me about tonight, because we really need to stick together. And I'm going to listen in and hear what's happening in the rest of the city.
All right. Just hold the line, because I can promise you that we will do everything we can to make sure this is one of those fast, free-flowing shows. So I'll tell you what, just definitely hold the line. I am so glad that I was able to at least take in that bit of information. We talked a lot about the beat auction that's coming up and everything else, so I'll tell you what, we're going to get to all of our phone callers. That's a priority. So I'm going to 216-205. What's happening out there in your neck of the woods? You're on live. 216-205. 205 going once. Twice.
Can you hear me?
Thrice. Now I can.
Hello.
What's happening?
Hey, I was laughing. It's all you. Hey, peace and love, Brother Porter. Thank you for doing such a great job in the community.
We tried.
I just wanted to make sure I reached out
as
we support you. A lot of great stuff is happening. One of the big things is we wanted to show you some love and also your hundreds of listeners and invite everybody out to the Hungry Music Presents the Beat Auction Cleveland Edition April 26th, Friday. We're going to rock from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Spotlight Social Center, 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio. And what we want to do is have a little contest. So we're going to give away some food, and everybody likes that, and give away four free tickets. All we do is we want let's see what we can do today. In the past, we've done something interesting. Let's do this. The first person that calls in with Mr. Porter's birthday correct is getting two free tickets to the beat auction. Let's do that one.
Okay, then. Mr. Porter's birthday, man in the street, correct.
They gotta get it correct, because you know we're going to throw a big party
on that day.
And then we're going to need to come out and rock. So that's something to look forward to.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you all heard it out there. So I thank you very much. And, again, that is that beat auction that is happening, if I'm not mistaken, at the Spotlight Social Center. And that will be this coming Friday around 6:30 p.m. to 8:30.
That's right.
All right, then. All right. I appreciate you saying that, and we'll see how many people are familiar with that particular thing. And just hold the line so we can try to get us a winner out of some of these people who are calling in. And I want to, before I go to the phone line, give one of those infamous shout-outs. Did you have the nerve to call my private phone line while I'm on the air doing my radio program to Lady D? That's Lady D. You got one of those infamous shout-outs going on right now. All right. Let's go to somebody who has been waiting patiently. I'm going to go to, of course, none other than 216-534. 216-534. How you doing?
How you doing, Mr. Porter?
Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I got two things that I need to discuss. I went to the NAWCP today, and I had a meeting down there about Katie Case. And I learned with that when I was telling one of the ladies that we was in the meeting with today that me and the co-defendants have the same lawyer. She said that's a conflict of interest, and they did not successfully submit a case with a conflict of interest in the court. She going to get back in contact with me on that situation. I'm still reaching out to different people about this school bullying, and I don't understand why do people want to cover up the school bullying to protect these principals and these teachers when they knowing that these kids are hurt jumping other kids and they getting these parents prosecuted due to the fact that they don't want to lose their job. And I don't understand how it's they turning the other eye. That's why we're going to march May the 9th at 3:30 p.m. on West Street and West Boulevard over here on the west side to bring awareness to the school bullying and justice for Katie. And the reason why I say justice for Katie, because Katie, it was a minor 15-year-old that got jumped coming home from John Marshall School by the mother and her kids and the best friend. And Katie was falsely charged criminally with a crime that she did not even commit because the police officer and the school plotted together with the safety and security to have her convicted in court. And this moment, I wanted to be so big that you went in with the meeting with us. You see Lake Erie
yes,
mayor and stuff to come to the Cordell Rec Center. And they reaching out for other people to come in. They looking for other speakers. They got two schools. We're going to have a balloon ceremony for all the kids that died or been bullied or the kids that did the bully. We trying to have them to become one, to unite, to be friends, because it's ridiculous out here fighting somebody when you don't even know the person that you're fighting against. And we just want to keep continuously speaking out about this bullying situation because people is covering this bullying, this school bullying up. And the school bullying right now, you got to take it seriously. Like back in our days, Mr. Porter, you remember how they used to put the kids in the toilet or dump them in the trash can? These kids nowadays is getting jumped on and getting bullied. And these kids going to retaliate. And when they retaliate, the ones that retaliate going to be charged because they is tired of being a victim. And that's what I'm trying to bring awareness to. And I need the whole Cleveland to stand with me and stand behind me. I don't care if your kid did the bullying. I don't care if your kid is the victim of the bullying. I want everybody to stand with me to let these schools know that these parents have enough of their kids getting jumped on, these kids committing suicide. Thank you, Mr. Porter.
And I'm looking at that. You're welcome. And I thank you. And by the way, before we go to, about another four phone callers, do you know when I was born? Like a month and a day?
No, Ms. Farr, just really learned how organized. I'll say 1950.
Just take a guess. Okay.
We're
off a couple of years, but I'll give it up at the end of the program. Just go back on hold. And I'm going to finish part of your conversation. I thank you for calling in as usual, and definitely send regards out to Katie, Rio, and the rest of the family. Just hold the line, because
yes,
at least
thank you.
I should have known.
Thank you for coming and feeding my kids, because we don't have family in Cleveland, and we building. And
hey,
I can't
well,
do it
you
wrong.
Have family. Hey, none
yes,
of us can.
You.
And as a matter of fact, you're welcome. Before I go to the other phone callers, because HGS put it out there, what is my birthday? And whoever gets that one right will win two free tickets to the Beat Auction coming up this coming Friday. But in part, what was just mentioned was hashtag URNOTALONE. You are not alone. Wow, where's the Michael Jackson video to throw up real quick? The anti-bullying rally, which will be brought to you via Lake Erie International High School, will be hosting its first anti-bullying rally. Please join us May 9th, 2019 at Cadell Rec. Music, food, raffles. Others will be speaking, such as Justice for Katie, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Man in the Street. This event, Thursday, May 9th, 2019, where? Well, the Cadell Rec Center, 1910 West Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. The time is 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., but the march actually starts, like I call it, told you, at 3:30 p.m. West Boulevard. You'll get more information on that. As a matter of fact, if you watch out to some of the pages that I told you about, you will see the route, time, everything else from 3:30 on up. The Educational Empowerment Group, Buckeye Health Plan, Detroit Shoreway, Lake Erie International High School. I'll tell you what, I'm having a hard time trying to figure out when I was born. Before I do anything else, I will probably go to, of course, as I look at things and being very fair, I know I need to go to the 216-324 phone number. And before I do that, phase, I think what I should also do is tell people, like if I don't tell you, people will holler, hey, tell us anything. And it's all right. I'll take that one. But coming up, this coming Thursday, Marchionette M. Daniels, they took everything from me, everything from me. Stop, don't pick it up. And what is she talking about? Put it down. I am Sanaya's mom, the community tour. And Miss Marchionette M. Daniels, mother of nine-year-old Sanaya Nicholson, will be speaking at Myrtis Taylor Community Center this coming Thursday, April 25th, 2019, 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Everything is free registration, you name it. You can call Mrs. Brissette at 216-283-4400. That's easy. Instead of having to go through all of this, that, and the other, you just have to call, register to be there, and it will be definitely at the Myrtis Taylor Community Center. The nine-year-old, if you remember, Lee in Harvard, she was killed by gun violence, stopped the violence, and definitely supported by none other than the Black Women's Commission of Cuyahoga County. Now, I get to go back to the phone line and pick on some more people who at least held the lines. 216-324, when was I born? Well, first of all, how you doing out there? 216-324, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. What caused you to call in on this fine evening?
This is Angela Davis of Black Lives Matter Cleveland, and I'm calling actually for two reasons.
Okay.
The first reason is I want people to tune in this Thursday at 6 o'clock as I give a rebuttal to Armand Boudreaux's State of the County address. He's saying to have amnesia with all of the things that are going wrong in this county, and so I want to correct those wrongs by telling the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth about the conditions of Cuyahoga County. And my other thing is there's going to be a protest held by several different unions at the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party dinner. And I'm disappointed because there was a group of people that wrote a letter asking these unions not to stand up for the rights that they fight for daily for employees. And some of those people on that list, I'm actually surprised that they joined in with that foolishness. The pastors, I'm not too surprised about because they're bought and paid for. But there's, like I said, there's some people on that list that signed on that list that I am just totally, I don't know if I'm confused, frustrated, or heartbroken about them participating and asking us to not use our right to protest when there's an injustice. So I'm asking everyone to join us in this protest. We need to stick together. We need to stand tall, stand firm, and continue to fight for what we believe in, or we are going to continue to be treated the way that we are being treated, not only by our elected officials, but people that have a little bit of power and want to overexert or overextend the little bit of power that they have. So that's all for me.
I'm so glad when
I can call in and talk to the one and only Al Porter. You know, you're my hero, my big brother, my confidant. We have a great time together on the line and off the line. So thank you for listening.
I appreciate that. No problem. Hey, I'm going to ask you a question. And that question is, do you know when I was born?
No, but I'm sure you're going to make sure I know by this time tomorrow when you were born.
You know I will do that. Might have been a couple of tickets for you, but that's all right. Definitely hold the line, and we look forward to seeing you at. See, this is where I better make sure I know a little bit about what I'm talking about, but I'm pretty sure I'll see you all at the official rebuttal for the State of Calhoun County Address, which is this coming Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. Doors will be open around 6:45 at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe 44110 between East 152nd, St. Clair Intersection, and Euclid Avenue, number 1, number 37, number 28, bus does pass by. And so I thank you very much. As you go back on home, we'll try to find some other interesting topics of conversation for you. And, you know, I'm very, very thankful at how things are going. Hey, we got to figure out something on birth date and everything else before I, like, flip coins and figure out who I'm going to speak to on the phone line. I just want to say I found it very, very interesting. More than interesting, but I found it extremely interesting that at the last Thursday, County State of Address that was given from Armand Budish, and he did talk about the Clean Air Initiative that he plans on doing and between Department of Children and Family Services and a few other things that came up. It's very interesting, the topics that he chose not to deal with. So it'll be interesting to see the speakers that do head out for this. Like I wanted to tell people, my best bet is to get the phone callers out of the way, let people know what might be happening, and I better stop and take a look at the 216-713 phone number. They might be able to tell me when I was born. Remember that couple of tickets with food and event coming up on Friday for that information. 216-713, how are you? Going once? Going twice? And this is the one thing I love about this program. If people heard me from the beginning, I will tell people, hey, please don't hang up on me. You can choose if you're listening to the program and you're doing something and you don't want it to interfere. I just come to your phone lines, whether you press the one key or not, just to see what might be on your mind. Now, see, this is what I want. I expect to see somebody win the tickets to the beat auction. I really do expect to see that come up. And the reason that I say that is because I'll even help you out for those people who might be online. I've told you about the Alpha Porter Jr. with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You might be able to go and see when the actual birth date might be. You might be able to look it up in some other way. You've got social media on the side. But what's on the line? Well, HMMG presents the Beat Auction Cleveland Edition, which is April 26th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Invited producers such as Platinum Producers, including Sosa 808, The Workheads, ERK, there you go, Sean Charles, This Beat by Ya, Dame B, Path to Greatness, SDA1. The tickets are $5. The door, $10. Get there early. For more information, you can go through at Official Matlock on Instagram. That's MATLOCK. For those people who are definitely on the line, this is what we'll do. I might run my mouth in a little while, but I'm going to take a little bit of a break. if I can, I have a little bit of a festive atmosphere for right now. This is one of those songs that I don't get a chance to play all the time, but I kind of like it just because it's a fun track. This is the remix for Big Legs. Be right back.
Curves, cause curvy girls rock, no matter your size. I'm a real man, women please my eyes. Larger, thick, big girl, midget, I mean little person. I take digits, Rayshawn said it best, saying fun size. Any size girl, always the right time, church girl or in clubs, true how I speak. Female Republicans, y'all some freaks. I'm an activist, but this is a fact, first things first. I'm still a man, I'ma treat you right, but here's your self-help. If you're a woman, be proud of yourself. I make statements, ladies, it's true. Emax and Cher, we love you.
Okay, now the 2019 Virtual Independent Gospel Awards are this coming Saturday, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, with comedian Stephon Smith and Miss Felicia Joseph. Now the nominees are Bronson Landrum, Lady Gilmore, Joseph Motley Jr. from my area. For those who don't know, let's say Joseph Motley Jr., you can reach him through Facebook. Well, I just had a period after that. But YouTube is Joseph P. Motley Jr. And Joseph Motley Jr., I think the song that was nominated from him was No Limit to What the Lord Will Do, as well as he was nominated for Best Hip Hop Gospel Artist. Those awards are this coming week. Before I go to the phone line, let's give this person, before I come to check on them, time. We're trying to figure out what's my birthday. We might come close to the year. You might be able to get the date in the month. But Alfred Porter Jr., appeared on Facebook, some other, if you find out what my birthday is, you might be the winner of a couple of tickets. You will be the winner of a couple of tickets because nobody else won it. Now, I'm giving you time as I let you know some of the other things that are coming up. This coming Saturday and Sunday is the Great Cleveland Cleanup. It should be the Great Cuyahoga County Cleanup as the Litter Bugs with a Z. April 27th and April 28th, join us as we work to pick up all the litter from Cuyahoga County in one weekend. I Hate Trash. You can register now to learn more, register, or donate. Email thebug at thelitterbugz.org, www.thelitterbugswithaz.org. That's coming up this coming week. In, try to clean up the trash, please. Also, every community needs human and precinct development, six areas of devastation and prosperity or development, the six areas of development that can lead to prosperity or devastation to a community is church, government, business, clinic, home, schools. Ernest Harris, precinct government facilitator. Target audience, Black Republicans, but no person will be denied the knowledge due to party affiliation. We are in about 5 weeks left. 90-minute sessions on Saturdays at 10 a.m. The location is the Black-owned Black Crime Incorporated headquarters at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Snacks and water will be provided. The workshop is free to all participants from the inner city Republican movement. So you can go there and learn about what is happening that way. Before I do go to the 216209, last but not least, Sunday, April 28th, 2 p.m. to 9 p.m., the fourth annual DJ Cypher with DJ Tech Executive Producer. Tickets are $10 in advance, $20 at the door inflation. They have hip-hop dance, free food, special performance, DJ battle, DJ showcase. That's at the Captivate, 850 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. You can definitely check that out underneath for more information. Facebook, the fourth annual DJ Cypher, Dolores Gray, will definitely be for Brick House Wellness, and if I'm not mistaken, Queens Court Radio Show, which airs on voiceofradio.com, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. You know, the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs at 5 p.m. on voiceofradio.com. Shameless promotion, but I'm going to go to the 216-209 phone line, who's going to tell me, man, I don't care about all those events they be going on in the city. I think, if anything, we all just need to stay indoors and do nothing. Anyway, 216-209, how you doing out there?
Oh, great, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey for all those who don't know. Oh, man, I just want to say I thank the Creator for a lot of things that we got going on today because, man, without him, it just wouldn't even be. Man, there's so much more. We Black Odyssey got some more videos coming, some other new artists we're going to break out in the next couple weeks that we're working on trying to get some videos from them. I'm still working on a video from Goldie that's kind of like in the works right now. Actually, he got two, but we're working on one. And y'all just be a little patient because this one is going to be as a follow-up from the last one we had just put out not too long ago, maybe a couple months ago. And Freedom Writers is doing well, almost 40 likes, 300 views, 3 weeks.
Wow.
Nice. So it's doing good. We got a lot of other stuff getting ready to come to. I'll get with you soon and drop some more music, send it out to Emax the Image pretty soon so you guys can have some more music.
Yeah.
And, man, we got a lot coming. I mean, I don't want to spill the beans on everything because, you know, when you have the mysterious thing of guests, it's always great. So I'm going to keep this one short and sweet. Y'all stay blessed. Y'all be blessed. This is John from Black Odyssey. And if you want to check us out, you can go to YouTube, put in BLAQODESSY TV, and everything we've done will pop up.
Like, hey, I appreciate that. Hey, before we go and play a track, we might have to change some things in mid-swing, but do you happen to know when my actual birth date might be? Even the, I'll say, month and date?
How about the year? 1969.
Oh, shoot. You know something? You did pretty good on that one. You did. I'll tell you what, you know it is. On the effort, it's fast. Hold the line for just a moment, and we're going to get into something. Because
right.
If you had to done that, it was good. I was going to have to go back to some people and then say, you know something? We have to give you, because HGS would have authorized it, the actual date of hip-hop. So I just want to say, please hold the line. We'll get back to you in just a moment.
All right.
And this is what. No problem. Man, I tell you something, it made things very interesting. Because I need to do this one also, and I haven't spoke to them yet. 216-849-849. What's happening with you?
Hey, Porter, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Great. You, oh my God, have you seen the paper? When the Dirty
Unfortunately,
deal
yes. So start.
With the Dirty Deal, when Ernest Bruce is making a deal with Cliff Clinton behind closed doors.
Okay, I want you to say it out loud. Who made the Dirty Deal with Cleveland Clinic behind closed doors?
No, Metro, the county executive. Mr. Brutus, and they are attacking two African-American females, the U.S. Senate, Kamala Harris coming to Cleveland, and Chantel Brown, the chairman of the Democratic Party. They don't go after Ernest Brutus, that he made the dirty deal behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of funny. It's kind of funny to me.
It is.
Why are they only going after the African American? They never go after nobody. Oh, you know, I'm telling how they is. So
yeah. I think they're going after everybody now. I think Chantel just caught it because, unfortunately, they've already started their protest and procedures, which I think you were part of against Chantel Brown, but also against Armand Boudish for the jails and everything else. So, unfortunately, he's getting his at the same time. Well, what else is happening before I go to the other people who are on the phone line? Talk to me.
I'm doing wonderful. We are doing blessed. You know, I'm just cracking up on this kind of Zegner. I just can't wait till they get him. You know, what have he done? You know, and then they got the president of council, Brady. Come on. Oh, they've got their hand in front of that money. Well, that's what I have to say. It's nothing else going on over here. But if it do, you know I'll reach out.
Do you find it very interesting that, and before we, you know, we take our leave of this conversation, do you find it very interesting that in the midst of everything, Cuyahoga County Executive Armand Boudish emails were turned over to corruption investigators, but yet during the state of the county address, which was given last week, all he wanted to do was focus on the fact that he had worked on, I will say, changing incentives and a couple other things where he just said, hey, the jails and everything are getting better, although you have a bunch of, I will say, guards who are now behind bars waiting for trial. Just what are your thoughts before you take your leave from this conversation?
That's kind of funny. Just like they beat up that man who was an inmate who had a disability. So,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. I think if I got something, I think the county they should be in jail. I mean,
I agree.
He should be in jail. He should be the first one in jail. I mean, they need a new kind of Zega who's going to do the job the right way. For the people, by the people, and for the people. When you got these people who in making dirty deals behind closed doors, they're like, come on, you don't make them kind of deals. Kind of Zega and Metro on West 25th. You know, Metro is being owned by the county. So, and the new Hilton downtown Cleveland is owned by the county. Them, the only two, has been owned by the county.
I'm glad you said that.
Do you know about that?
I think tomorrow at, yes, and I think 4:30 p.m., county building on East 9th and Prospect, as we end this phone call, nurses and others will be protesting Armand Budish directly. So you can join in on that one. And I just want to say I thank you very much, Rico, for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right. This is what we're going to do. I got a couple of minutes left, and I see somebody calling in from 216-288. Maybe this is Armand calling to defend himself with a logical explanation. But 216-288, how you doing out there?
I'm doing awesome, Mr. Porter. How you doing? This is Major Tess from Papada ENT. CEO and founder, shout-outs to everybody. Shout-outs to the whole Cleveland. What's happening, y'all?
Right.
You got some things
so what's happening with you?
Okay.
Well, you know me. I'm multitask. You gotta check out Mr. Taft, the Mr. Taft Show, to understand where I'm coming from. Like I said, I'm multitask.
Oh, yeah.
So I encourage everybody to do the same and stuff like that, because that's the only way, you know what I'm saying, a person can be great or, you know what I'm saying, better or big at what they do and stuff like that, especially in this corrupt, crooked society that we're living in and stuff like that, you know. Basically, I just wanted to touch on, you know, the whole I haven't really spoke on, because everybody been talking about, because everywhere I go, I always hear the whole conversation about the whole Nipsey Hussle, you know what I'm saying, situation and stuff like that, you know, that's, you know, something that happened in Cali, though, it relates all the way from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast, you know. And basically, I just want to say everybody need to, I believe, like what I say, that brother really was doing some productive things, you know what I'm saying, before his home on and stuff like that, basically. And I want everybody to really pay attention and look up Brother Dr. Savvy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's rumors. I'm not putting it out there, but my young brother hit me on. He hit me on to this before anybody else started even talking about it, before this stuff was even in the media and stuff like that. He even told me, you know what I'm saying, Nipsey Hussle was murdered and stuff like that, but he, like, really, he put me on game as far as with, you know that brother, you know, probably was assassinated and stuff like that because, you know what I'm saying, of what he was about to put out about Dr. Brother Seppi and stuff like that, you know. And I talked to a brother today. He sells his oils and stuff like that up at the Harbor Plaza. And he basically told me it was a lot of things that Brother Dr. Seppi was talking about. As far as with AIDS, diabetes, things of that nature and stuff like that. This man had these different cures back in 1998. Mind you, it was also for my marijuana smokers. You know, I don't encourage people to smoke weed or anything like that, but at the same time, though, for my marijuana smokers and stuff, it was a young black lady that was a herbal scientist and stuff that was murdered, and for some strange reason, no one knows what happened, how she was found dead, things of that nature and stuff like that. So I believe, you know, so a lot of this has to do with destroying the black community.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying, some of our rebel Caucasian, you know, community and stuff like that. You know, this woman was found dead and stuff like that, and like we see all these dispensaries being put out here and stuff like that, and basically, you know, it's a true given fact that the government been a lot of this dispensary, yeah, they want to collect money, you know. At the same time, though, they've been putting, like, things on this marijuana, you know, to cause different diseases and things of that nature and stuff like that. And even with the foods and stuff, this goes down with evolves with Brother Dr. Seppi, where I found out today that we're not supposed to be eating carrots. Carrots is like a main cause of cancer. I was shocked. I'm like, I should be eating carrots now? I like carrots. Like, you know, I thought it was going to be a carrot, you know, though at the end of the day, it's not, you know what I'm saying, it's something not unhealthy for us and stuff like that. And, like, the brother today, he told me, you know, when that man went on a trial and stuff like that, the government wanted him to bring out 4 witnesses. This man brought out 70 witnesses. This man brought 70 witnesses to the trial. And automatically, they dismissed this man's whole case, though. So years later, this man winds up dead, though. So if you put two and two together, you can basically see what's going on. Mm-hmm. And this then also going back to the whole Nipsey Hussle thing, because Nipsey Hussle was about to put out a documentary, you know. You know what I'm saying? Along with Johnson, the albums and stuff. And you read the title of his albums and stuff, you got to look at what the man's title was of his album and stuff. I'm not, you know what I'm saying, for certain, because, like, I knew about Nipsey Hussle. I like the man, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I like that, you know what I'm saying, he was a young black male, you know, an entrepreneur, things of nature and stuff like that. Apparently, in this man's first album, he got a lot of mixtapes and stuff like that. This man was basically speaking on, you know what I'm saying, a lot of, you know what I'm saying, real topics and stuff like that to help, you know what I'm saying, encourage us and stuff like that, motivate and build our culture up and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying, the government put the hit out, you know what I'm saying. I heard that the guy that they caught as far as with the murder and stuff like that, he's confessing now about the government paid him $75,000. So, the news can put out lies and the nation and stuff like that. But everybody got to sit back and take a look at it, you know what I'm saying, the real whole scenario and stuff like that. We as a culture, we got to stand up for each other and stuff, you know. And
thank you so much. You brought in some much needed information.
I'm going in right now and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But like I said,
so how can we contact
you
and your company?
Propriety ENT all day and stuff like that. VMA, you know what I'm saying, much love. And if anybody not doing anything this Thursday at 7 PM, you know, this is my number. My number is 216-288-8995. I want you to show up to an event that be productive. And also, you know, to help feed children around the world, basically, and stuff like that. So I know this is getting close to, you know what I'm saying, that time and stuff like that. They did a radio show and stuff like that. But I just want people to, you know what I'm saying, look up Dr. Seppi. And also, you guys are not doing anything. You guys want to, you know what I'm saying, look at a new opportunity, things of that nature and stuff like that. Check out this event at 7 p.m. I can give you more details. Give me a call. I'm here. I answer my phone all the time. If I don't, I will respond back. Leave a message on my voicemail and stuff like that. My number is 216-288-8995. All people, we got to get it together because there's some messed up stuff going around in the society and stuff. You know, I'm looking forward
to the
next hip-hop workshop. And thank you, Mr. Porter, for being our Cleveland leader, our true Cleveland leader. Real talk, though. Money.
I appreciate that. Hey, no problem. If you hold a line, what I'll do is I've got to play something. I'm going to play this Black Odyssey, and then I come back with the last phone call. We're gonna keep praying.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. No matter what. Keep praying. Yeah.
day. New rhyme to say to my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray, trying to find way to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the Our Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme, gimme. I tell the law, I'm just another dumb one. But it's through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. And I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious, I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door, traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases, with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge on say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah. So keep praying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Keep praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. Cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah. And we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. So keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, yeah. We gonna keep praying, yeah. Keep praying, we keep praying, no matter what.
Love
you, keep praying, yeah. No matter what.
Technically, you think it's the show. Supposed to end around 10, so I guess I can give two more minutes to all these ones who called me this evening. They, I don't know if it's a bill collector, or might be somebody else, but we will find out. All these ones, you're on live. How are you doing?
I'm blessed this
Hello.
Evening, Brother Porter. I hope you're doing well. And this is Sister
yes,
Smith.
I am.
And,
yes, I am.
All right. And so I just wanted to give a brief Bible reading. It's titled here, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Today's Bible reading is from Acts chapter 9, where the Bible says, immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying he is the Son of God. All those hearing him continued to be amazed. And that is from Acts chapter 9, verses 20 through 21. And I also just want to say this evening to your listeners to be aware, especially those of color, and this is not from a fear standpoint, but this is from a knowledge standpoint. When you go into different municipalities and different regions here in our city of Cleveland and its surrounding areas, because, again, there is this good old boys network that many times reigns in each and every one of these municipalities, like Eastlake. Very briefly, Mr. Hargis, or Brother Hargis, was arrested one day after I had my documents filed in court against this egregious Ponzi scheming case that I have described to you or mentioned. So we already know, basically, for those of us that have been listening, who is involved. It is still Target Stores and ABC Management, and these people are desperate. And this is just not to name a few, but they are absolutely desperate to try to get away with their racist, bigoted acts against people of color. In this case, a couple of people that I know, just to name a very few. So I just want to say that to our people, just continue to be strong and to continue to be focused and realize that we are kings and queens and we don't have to lay down for this behavior. And that's basically what I wanted to say on this evening. And thank you for the opportunity again to speak.
No problem. Thank you so much. And I just want to say I appreciate everybody who took the time to call in. No matter what people may think, I do know the Calhoun County Council meeting. A lot of people are going up there because of how Armand Bugish, along with Cuyahoga County Council, took away nurses' union jobs, said you can reapply. Just don't, basically speaking, be in a union. And it's very interesting because I know a lot of people are upset because some are saying, why would you all, meaning several unions and others, be protest at an upcoming Democratic dinner for Kamala Harris when she comes to, you know, Cuyahoga County to speak about a presidential run? But she has said herself, she does not and will not go to any event that unions don't agree with because she is backed by a lot of unions and she believes in those certain principles. So the reason that I say that is because whether you like it or not, the Planned Picket and the Democratic Party annual dinner from, of course, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, which is targeting that, there are a lot of people who are also doing the same for the county building. So they bring in one message to, of course, Armand Bugish, who's the county executive. They're bringing that message tomorrow. And unfortunately, no matter who, well, we'll say Chantel Brown, Cuyahoga County Council. Yes, she is African-American, black woman. She's also the head. And being the, quote-unquote, person at the center of Cuyahoga County Council and helping make those decisions and not challenging Armand Bugish on some of the things that are doing, unfortunately, that makes her just as big a target as in the event they go after a Jack Schron or somebody else. Unfortunately, somebody has to pay the price, and the people do have the right to assemble the protest and let people know how they feel. You don't want to get protested against, basically speaking, do what's right. That's it. I'm out of here. I thank the phone callers. Peace.